I bring you greetings this last Sunday of 2013.
我们在这 2013年 最后一个主日跟大家问候。
And trust that the message this morning will be a blessing to each of our hearts.
我深信今天早晨的信息将会对每一个心灵都是一个祝福。
Before we open the Word of God to Luke chapter 1, I'd like to make a couple of announcements.
在我们打开今天的主题经文，路加福音第一章以前， 我要做几项报告。
In the planning for next year, Pastor King and I are going to work on a very special combined service, or the last Sunday of each month.
在明年的开始， 我们牧者要给大家在我们的联合聚会的时候， 会有一些特殊的安排。
For the 12 Sundays of 2014, for the combined services, we'll be studying the names of God.
在2014年的每一次的联合聚会里面， 我们会来一系列的来看耶稣神的名字。
God reveals himself to us and gives us names that we can understand him more, what he does for us, and who he is as we study these names.
神向我们启示他不同的名字，是让我们能够来认识他。
And the English ministry will take more of a part in the service. We'll be hearing more testimonies and different kind of songs. So the last Sunday of each month in 2014 will be a bit different.
平常我们英文组有时候在聚会的时候有一些见证，而且会一些分享或者唱诗歌，可是在联合聚会的时候我们会稍微不一样。
And we invite your prayers for this as we offer this to the Lord.
我们请求大家的祷告，当我们这样预备的时候，我们希望把这种这样的教导献给神。
And the second thing I'd like to say is this afternoon, after our good lunch, which is always prepared very well for us, the English ministry will attempt to win again in the annual ping pong tournament.
还有一件兴奋的事，就今天吃完午餐的时候，我们英文组现在是很今天要来赢这个乒乓球赛。
Our champions are ready. Jackson is up there. Jonathan's are ready. Arthur's ready, and we're planning to have a very good time.
我们已经准备好了，我们准备拿冠军。
And we would ask for you to pray for us.
请你们为我们英文组祷告。
But come on upstairs. It's a great time of fellowship. I think this is our third year.
这是我们第三年的 乒乓球交易赛，我们在三楼，请大家上来。
But then there's the colossal grudge match.
那后面还会有一些对打。对。
Between Pastor King and David.
我们两个人要对打。
David and Goliath.
好像大卫跟哥利亚一样。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we come before you. We thank you for the singing that we've enjoyed, the worship through song. We thank you for the young people that led us. We thank you for their gifts, their abilities. We thank you for their preparation. Father, we thank you that we could worship you.
父啊，我们为着年轻人，他们花了时间所带来给我们这样的诗歌，我们可以一起来敬拜你，我们感谢你。
We know that worship is not just through song, but it's through giving.
我们知道这个敬拜不只只是唱歌，而且是要我们要奉献。
And we pray, Father, that you would bless us as we worship through giving.
当我们在奉献的时候，你就来祝福我们。
Father, we know that worship is not just through song or giving, but it's also through the study of the Word of God.
我们知道奉献不只是一些唱歌或者一些奉献，我们还是来读你的话。
We ask for a blessing on the speaker and the translator that we would work together well, that we would come together to probe the essence of the text this morning.
我们祈祷的是讲的跟翻译的，我们能够把你的话语中的奇妙能够发表出来。
Defeat the enemy as he would try to snatch away thoughts and snatch away convictions and snatch away the way repentance, Father. Defeat him, Father.
主啊，求主你真是击败这个恶者魔鬼，他要在我们中间所做的拦阻的工作。
Father, we just pray that we would have a time where the Scripture would have free reign in our heart. The scripture would freely flood our whole being.
我们的祷告是今天这些所用的经文讲解能够在有在我们的滋润我们的心灵。
I just pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Please take your Bibles.
请打开圣经。
And turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
We'll be looking primarily at verses 46 to 56.
我们主要的是在集中在路加福音第一章的46节到56节。
If you have a Bible with notes, some of the notes say the Magnificat of Mary.
有很多的注解，圣经在上面说这是一个玛利亚的颂歌。
This is a song that Mary sang.
这是玛利亚唱的歌。
But she sang it,
她这样唱,
under very difficult situation.
而是她在非常困难的情况之下她唱出来的。
If you look the previous verses of Luke chapter 1,
如果你看前面路加福音第一章的经文的时候,
and you compare this with Matthew,
你跟拿来跟马太福音比较,
there's a lot of activity going on.
我们发现有很多的事情发生了。
This, remember, for 400 years, Israel has not heard from God. From the book of Malachi to Matthew chapter 1, God has been silent with reference to a prophetic voice, an angelic voice. God has not spoken to Israel.
要知道从马拉基书的最后一直到马太福音开头，这中间有400年的时间，神已经不讲话了，他不再对着以色列的百姓发预言。
And after 400 years, angels start to come and speak to old people and young people.
而400年一过去的时候，天使突然来向年长的、年老的都说话。
After 400 years, we have an old couple giving birth to a baby.
400年以后竟然有对年长的夫妇他们竟然能生孩子。
A childless couple giving birth to a baby.
一个完全不会生的夫妇竟然生了。
After 400 years, we have the angel Gabriel, who last appeared to Daniel, which is the last book in the Old Testament canon, the Jewish canon. He has not appeared since the book of Daniel, and he appears to a young virgin by the name of Mary.
天使加百列自从在旧约时代他跟但尼尔在但以理最后的说话了以后，他就不再出现。可是现在出现，他是跟玛利亚要说话了。
And every time these angels appear, everybody's afraid.
每一次当天使显现的时候，人看到的都害怕。
Now, I think I would be afraid if I saw an angel.
我想我也会这样。
First of all, angels with one word can kill 180,000 people.
你要知道在圣经里面天使只要一句话他可以就可以把
These are mighty warriors of God.
他们是神大能的勇士。
And all of a sudden, if you're an old lady who's been childless and barren for years and you see an angel, you're going to be frightened.
所以当一个年长的妇女她已经不怀孕了，她一看到天使向她显现的时候，她会吓到。
And Elizabeth was frightened, and Zacharias, her husband, didn't believe.
所以撒加利亚跟伊丽莎白他们是非常的害怕，不相信。
Just for imagine, you're also a young lady, and you're planning your wedding.
我们想想看，今天一个年轻的女孩正在预备她的婚礼。
And you're engaged to a very good man, a man by the name of Joseph.
你已经是许配给一个很好的年轻人，叫做约瑟。
And an angel appears to you.
突然天使向你显现。
And says that a miracle is going to take place in your body, and you're going to have a baby.
而且告诉你说，现在有奇迹要发生了，你马上会有一个孩子。
And Mary, this young person, instead of disbelieving like the older Zacharias, she asks the question, "How? How is this going to happen?"
像玛利亚，她也是同样的，像撒加利亚不一样，不相信，她会问说，怎么能够有这样的事呢？
So after 400 years of silence,
经过400年的沉默，
God breaks through the silence and speaks again.
上帝他开始打破这个沉默，他又说话了。
My brothers and sisters, God always says something that makes us think.
每一位弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，神总他说话的时候，总是要我们思想一些事。
God will always interrupt your life.
他会打断、打扰你的生活。
To get your attention.
要得到你的注意。
God will always intervene in your life.
他会介入你的生活里面。
God will always confuse your life.
他会在你的生命里面让你觉得困惑。
So that you will, in the midst of that intervention, in the midst of that confusion, you will cry out to God.
在这样的一个困惑里面，你会向神呼求。
Can you imagine this young girl?
可以想象这么一个年轻的女孩。
Being told that she's going to be a mother without the benefit of a man.
她被告知说她会怀孕而却不需要男人的帮助。
That's a confusing thing to tell your fiance or your husband to be. That's a confusing thing to say.
我想对这一个女孩来讲，她很难去跟她的未婚夫讲这样的事。
Can you imagine an elderly lady by the name of Elizabeth having to tell her husband that she is going to, after years of barrenness, she will have a child?
你可以想象这伊丽莎白她经过这么多年年长了，她不能够怀孕，突然告诉她丈夫她怀孕了。
They were used to quiet times together. Now all of a sudden there was going to be a baby.
她很长的时间没有声音，可是现在突然要有孩子了。
Mary was used to planning for her wedding. She was in the first phase of her marriage, a phase that Jewish people call the engagement phase, the betrothal phase. She was waiting to come to the second phase, but she was right there in the middle of planning her wedding.
Maria, 她正在预备她的婚礼，在犹太人那个婚礼有分好几个阶段，这才是第一阶段最初期的。
One preacher said.
有人这么有个讲道的这么说
If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
他说你如果想要让神发笑的话，那么笑起来的话，你就告诉神你有什么计划。
He delights in changing our plans.
神他很会改变我们的计划。
Mary was planning for a wedding and now she's facing a divorce.
玛利亚她本来正在预备的一个她的婚礼，可是她现在就要面临着可能要离婚收场了。
Elizabeth was planning a life of quietness with her husband Zacharias, where she might have adopted little children. Now she was going to have a baby.
伊丽莎伯他们本来是要想要可能都没有希望要领养孩子的，结果她现在竟然自己要有孩子。
The interesting thing about this passage in Luke chapter 1 about the birth narratives of John the Baptist.And Jesus Christ is that older people are involved and younger people are involved.
在路加福音里面记载的这两个孩子，施洗约翰跟耶稣的降生，这里包含了年长的人跟年幼的年轻人的怀孕。
One of the things we learn from this passage is that God gives us assignments that are too big for us.
在从这样的一个信息里面，我们看到神好像给了我们一个很重的功课，我们没有办法承担的。
I can guarantee you that each one of you in this room will face something in 2014 that you're not planning this year at this moment.
我可以向各位保证，我们中间一定有人在新的一年里面，你会碰到一些事情是不在你的计划当中的。
He will interrupt your plans.
他会打断你这原来的计划。
He will give you an opportunity that's way too big.
他会给你一个机会是超过你所想象的。
He is sovereignly planning a disappointment that'll break your heart.
他会主动的、主权的来使一些失望能够打碎你的心。
And each one of these stressful situations is purposely designed for you, for me, for you.To see what is inside of us.
每一个让我们承受压力的环境，特别的对着你，对着我，都是要让我们显出我们里面的光景。
I wanted to bring a sponge this morning.
今天早晨我本来想带一块海绵来的。
So I'm going to ask you to imagine a sponge for a moment.
我想你想想看，你手上现在有一块海绵。
You know what I'm talking about. The sponges are basically can be dry or full of water.
一般来讲，海绵它可以是干的，或者是吸满了水的。
And when the sponge is full of water,
当这个海绵它充满了水的时候
，you squeeze it, and what comes out?
当你挤压这个海绵，它会有什么跑出来呢？
What comes out is the water. What was put into the sponge in the first place, when that sponge is squeezed, the water comes out.
那就是当初你放了什么东西进这个海绵的时候，你一挤压它，它就流出来了。
And we all know about sponges that dry out, and they get dry, and they get brittle, and they get hard.
你知道，当海绵它干掉的时候，它慢慢就脆了。
And then when we squeeze them, they're hard and nothing comes out.
当你挤压一个干的海绵的时候，没有东西跑出来。
God puts Christians in stressful situations, and He squeezes us to see what will come out.
神把我们基督徒摆在一个情况之下，当他来挤压我们的时候，就要看看我们生命里面会流出什么东西。
Mary has been put in this stressful situation, and what comes out is this glorious song to the Lord.
当玛利亚在这样一个极大的压力的时候，她被挤出来的是一个荣耀的颂歌。
God has squeezed her, and what comes out is Scripture.
神把她挤压的时候，结果她出来的竟然是。一段的经文
Part of my research for my dissertation, I studied people with Alzheimer's.
我在我的这个博士论文的时候，我做了一些研究，都是做各个时代的人的一些研究。
My sister is born with Down syndrome.
我自己的姐妹她生了下来就是那种蒙古症，那种智力很。
And people with Down syndrome develop Alzheimer's at a higher rate than the normal population.
我们说脑 rate is
higher percentage.
现在的人越来越多这种脑筋不正常的发展的。
And when I was writing this, I didn't know anything about Alzheimer's, and there was a doctor in my church, and I said, "Would you show me some people who have Alzheimer's?"
So, 我在做这个研究的时候，我就问一些人说：“你来告诉我，给我看一些证据。”
So he took me to a nursing home.
他带我到一个幼儿园。
And he said, "Here are some two patients that have Alzheimer's or dementia."
他就来让我们来看这些情况。
I'll never forget this. One lady was like this, kind of asleep.
他看到了一个年长的妇女是站着这样子。
The doctor tapped her on the shoulder and she woke up and she said, "Hello, I love you. Hello, how are you? Hello." And was so smiling and so sweet. And what came out of her in this really tough period is a sweet personality that God had put into her.
那个医生拍着这样一个年长的病人的时候，他里面反映出来的竟然是那样一个甜美的一个反应，说我爱你，你好。
We went to see another lady, and she was kind of sleeping, and he tapped her, and she woke up, and she says, "What are you here for? Why are you here? Please get out." And I thought to myself, "Wow, she's being squeezed."Anger comes out. The other is being squeezed, and sweetness comes out.
当我们到了另外一个同样的一个老人那里去拍他的时候，结果他里面的愤怒就出来。所以我看到这是何等的差别。
So the first principle that we know is that God places us in stressful situations to see whether we are empty.Or whether we are full.
So we see that God has put us in a great pressure situation to test whether we are empty or whether we are full.
He will bring you to the end of yourself, so you can come to trust Him.
So He will bring us to the end of yourself, so you can come to trust Him.
The end of your abilities, the end of your intelligence, the end of your connections, the end of your culture, so that you can cry out.To the Lord.
所以我们所有的方法都用尽了，没有路走了，看我们能不能向神来呼求。
In this good favored girl, Mary, was brought to the end of herself.
在这里我们看到这个玛利亚，她就是这样的被带到了绝境。
And here's what she says.
她这样说。
In verse 46.
46节。
My soul exalts the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regard for the humble estate of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on, all generations will count me blessed.
他这样说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。
For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arms. He has scattered those who are proud in the thoughts of their heart.
那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣，他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他改善了。
He brought down rulers from their thrones. He exalted those who were humble. He has filled the hungry with good things. He sent away the rich empty-handed.
他叫有权柄的失败，叫卑贱的升高，叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
He has given help to Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever.
他扶助了他的仆人以色列，为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，施怜悯直到永远。
Mary's in trouble.
玛利亚在一个极大的难处。
She doesn't yet foresee all the magnificence of Jesus of Nazareth.
他根本还没有看到这个耶稣拿撒勒人的这个荣美。
All she knows is she was getting ready for a wedding, and now she is facing a divorce.
他所知道的就是他正在筹备一个婚礼，可是他又要马上面临一个离婚了。
Faith is always developed in ambiguity. There, when you see and know everything, you cannot develop faith. But when you don't know about tomorrow, faith is developed.
信心的产生就是在一种一个很模糊的一种光景里面，就是你看不到，可是你却要产生出来。
I remember talking to a man who worked for a Fortune 500 company, a very, very big company. He had a very big job.
我认识一个人，他是在这个美国500大公司里面做事的。
And I asked him about his benefit package.
我问他说你的薪水啊，你的福利有多少？
Now, these are the good old days, okay, what I'm going to tell you.
这是蛮久以前的事。
He said, yes, my company provides all my medical and all my dental.
他说我的公司他让我有健康保险，有牙齿的保险。
When we move and they transfer us, all we have to do is to get prices for the house and they will buy the house.
他说当我要搬家的时候，我所要做的就是我告诉他给他我只要告诉他我的房子的三个价钱，他们会买。
They will pay for the move.
他会付我搬家费。
They will help with the legal costs on the closing of the house.
我们的房子要买卖的时候的所花费的钱，他会付。
And because some of those benefits are taxable, they will pay the tax.
如果我这个钱被扣税掉了，他公司会还我。
And then they will pay the tax on the tax.
而他们还会在这些税上面给我来帮助我。
By the way, that company is now bankrupt, but that's another story.
但是这个公司现在倒了。
I said to him, "How do you develop faith when you have this much given to you by your company?"
我就告诉他说，当你在这么顺利的公司给你这么多的东西的时候，你怎么样来发展你的信心呢？
When I was a pastor, when we moved, now the church helped us pay for the mortgage of our house in Texas, but we kept that house for 18 months before it sold.
当我以前搬家的时候，我在德州的一栋房子，我花了18个月才卖掉。
You develop a lot of faith during that time period.
你要知道，在这么长的时间里面，我的信心必须被操练起来。
Mary is developing faith in God during this process between the announcement and telling her husband and telling her family and letting her neighbors know. Mary is calling out to God in her trial.
当玛利亚是发表这些刚刚我们读的这些经文的时候，她是正在面临这么多的试探。
And in preparing for this message this morning, I studied a couple of different commentators.
为了准备这一段经文的时候，我读了一些书。
And in these 10 verses, from verse 46 all the way to 55, one commentator said, Mary quotes, and I counted them, over 15 Old Testament passages.
单单从第46节到56节10节经文里面，有一本解经书里面圣经的注解书说，玛利亚她在这里她引用了至少15处的旧约经文。
Another writer said, over 18, and they were different from the previous writer's 15.
第二个解经书说他有18处用旧约的。
What do we know about this young 16-year-old girl?
我们能够从这个16岁的这个年轻的女孩身上看到什么？
She knew the scripture.
第一个，她认识，她知道旧约。
A small group will get you through this.
很小的小组查经可能不会让
你知道。Money won't get you through this.
他也不会，其他的方法也不行。
Culture won't get you through this.
我们的文化不会让你明白这么多圣经。
That stoicism that we have won't get you through this.
我很多的事情都没有办法帮助我们达到这个境界。
A hunger and a thirst for God will satisfy you.
只有当我们心里面饥渴慕义要神的时候，能够得到这样。
Psalm 107, which is referred to, Psalm 107, verse 9 says, For though he has satisfied those who are thirsty.
在诗篇107篇里面这样说，他将那饥饿的人得饱足。
And Jesus, her son, taught the same thing in Matthew chapter 5, in 3 to 12 in the Beatitudes, and he says this, Those who mourn shall be comforted.
在马太福音第五章的登山宝训里面，耶稣这样说：虚心的人有福了，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
One of the things we see in this passage is the poor in spirit, those who have been humbled by life, are the ones that God hears. Jesus passed over his entire ministry, the proud, the self-satisfied, the rich.He reached down to the poor, to the immigrants, to the widows, to those who had needs.
耶稣当他在世上传道的时候，他越过了这些地上有权位的人，他专门是向那些卑贱的、那些虚心的、邻里贫穷的人传道。
And one of the things we do here in America,
我们今天在美国做的一件事
is we try to make sure that all of our needs are met.
我们都想要。尽量使我们的需要得到满足。
Through our paycheck,
我们赚的钱。
Through our education,
我们受的教育。
Through our savings,
我们的存款。
Through our culture,
我们的文化。
So that we go to bed at night and we say we have no needs because I provided for everything and God passes over us.
当我们晚上躺下来的时候，我们说：“哦，我够了，我自己预备了一切。”如果是这样的话，神就会越过你。
And He reaches down to the brokenhearted. He reaches down to the perplexed. He reaches down to those of us who don't have all the answers. Be careful, brothers. Be careful, sisters. If you have all the answers, if you've had life figured out.You're missing the biggest part of life.
因为神他总是去接近那些心里破碎的人，那些没有办法的人。你要注意，如果你已经拥有了一切的话，你可能就失去了神来造访你。
Now the two main passages she quotes, in her song are from 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2 and Jonah chapter 2.
在玛利亚的这个十节的圣经里面，其实他是引用了旧约里面的两段经文，一段是在撒母耳记上第一章、第二章，还有约拿书里面的第二章。
And there's a close connection between Elizabeth and Zachariah's birth and the birth of Hannah.In 1 Samuel chapter
1. 我们如果注意的话，这一对年长的夫妇以利沙伯跟撒加利亚，他们怀孕的情况跟撒母记上的母亲哈拿一样。
But Hannah sings a song that is so much like Mary's song.
哈拿所唱的那个诗歌跟玛利亚的是非常的相近。
Poor are lifted up.
贫穷的人被高举起来。
Proud are brought down.
骄傲的人被降卑。
Rich are made poor.
富足的人变成穷人。
And those that have no money have been given assurance.
穷人我们给他很多的把握。
It's the same kind of message between Hannah's song in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and especially chapter 2 and Mary's song in Luke chapter 1.
撒母耳记上的第二章里面所讲的祷告跟玛利亚的祷告是有很多相近的。
And Hannah trusts the Lord when she was childless and the angel comes to her and she sings out a song of praise to God. Mary trusts the Lord when she's been giving a very complicated answer.
Hannah, 当她还没有孩子的时候，神赐给她孩子，她就这样子赞美出来。跟这个玛利亚，她现在也是她怀孕了，可是她在这么复杂的情况之下，她也唱出这样的歌。
Life is complicated.
我们的生命是生活是非常的复杂的。
Think of the complications for one second.
我们来稍微想一下。
I would imagine that if an angel came to me and told me that I was favored by God, I can say to you there are many things that I could tell God he could solve right away.
如果现在想象有个天使来向我显现，他告诉我说我是蒙爱的人，蒙神喜爱的人，我可能马上会告诉神一些我需要解决的问题。
Imagine, just imagine for a moment an angel speaks to you.
我们想想看，现在假设神现在向你说话。
You're a good man.
你是个好人。
You're a good lady.
你是好的妇女。
I'm going to bless you.
我要祝福你。
And you're reaching around in your pocket and say, okay, here are the things I want.
你马上就写了几个条子说这就是我要的东西。
You want a house.
我要房子。
I'm going to get into this college.
我要进这个学校。
I want a husband.
我要一个丈夫。
I want a wife.
我要一个妻子。
I want a new car.
我要一个新车。
And you begin to check those things off because I'm favored by God. Give me, give me, give me.
对，你马上填了这些表，因为你说神喜爱我，所以我给我这些。
And God says, "Oh, you're going to have a baby without a man."
哦，神说啊，现在我给你，你不需要男人，你就怀孕。
Whoa, is this what it means to be favored by God?
难道这就是说我被神看中我吗?
Oh, by the way, you're going to travel by donkey all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. What?
神如果告诉你说你要骑个驴子走那么长的路到伯利恒去，你说这是祝福吗?
And you're going to give birth to your firstborn in a barn.
而且说你要生你的头生的孩子是在一个马槽里。
But wait a minute.I mean, if I'm favored by God, why not the presidential suite at Hackensack Hospital? If I'm favored by God, why not a Mercedes down to Bethlehem? If I'm favored by God, why not a normal birth?
你如果说你会问说，如果神真的喜悦我的话，我难道不能给我一个很大一个宾士车让我就开去吗？能够给我一个贵总统级的一个房间来生产吗？
You know how to get through the complications of life?
你知道这个生命中要经过的生活中的复杂性
is to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have been blessed by God.
就是要在我们能够在这种阴影的里面，我们能够看确信我们是得到神的祝福
and that my blessings aren't dependent upon His favor. My blessings are not dependent upon your favor.My blessings are not dependent upon what others think of me, but the most important thing for me is to know that He blessed me.
最重要的祝福倒不是别人怎么看，别人得到什么，最重要的祝福是我们知道神怎么看我。
And our problem is when God says something we don't understand,
我们的问题是我们常常神说一些事情我们不懂。
We want to back out.
我们就要退后。
We want to quit.
我们就要放弃。
Now, some of you know that I was a pastor for a long time.
你们可能都知道我已经牧会很久了。
And I can say one thing, being a pastor is not the best job in the world.
我可以肯定的说，作为一个牧师，他这绝对不是 世界上最好的一个工作。
They never tell you this in seminary. It's a 24/7 job.
在我在神学院的时候，他们从来不告诉我说我这个工作是一天24小时，一个礼拜七天不休息的工作。
We had a tradition in our churches where at the end of the sermon, the pastor would go back to the back door and shake everybody's hand.
在我以前的教会里面，我当信息结束的时候，我必须站到门口跟每一个离开的人握手。
The sweet little grandma had her little grandson here. It was kind of like a Christmas weekend, and she was sort of pushing him forward and said, "Go, go tell the pastor. Go tell the pastor what you think."
那个时候有一个祖母，她就叫她的小孙女去告诉，推她说，你去告诉牧师发生什么事。
Now in my heart.I'm thinking this little boy is going to say, "Oh, that was a wonderful message. You're a great preacher."
我可能心里在想说，这个小孩会来到我面前说，你真是一个今天讲道讲得太好，你是一个很棒的讲员。
And so I reach out to shake his hand, my head getting bigger and bigger all the time, waiting for this blessing.
当我去握他手的时候，我马上很急的要知道他要跟我讲什么。
And she says, "Go tell him what you're going to tell him."
然后。这个大人就说你赶快讲啊。
And he says, "I want to be a pastor." Oh man, my head is now way out there.
然后这个小孩说，我将来想成牧师。
You should always quit when you're ahead. You should always stop. Never ask the next question. I ask the next question.
那你应该停了，不要再问第二下面的问题。
Like an idiot, I said, "Well, why do you want to be a pastor?"
那我就问，我真的很笨，我就问他说，那你为什么要成为牧师呢？
And he said, "Well, you only work 1 hour a week."
这孩子说，因为你一个礼拜只要做一个小时的工作。
Little did he know it's 24/7.
因为这孩子不知道我是二十四小时七天要工作，他以为我只在讲道的时候工作。
Little did he know that there'd be long meetings and Bible studies and people that would wander away from the faith.
很少人知道我常常有时候要开很长的会，还有很多的事情他们都不知道。
And little did he know that the more complicated it got, the more I wanted to quit.
很多人不知道，所以有时候事情会走到复杂到我真的是要放弃了。
God is in the complications.
神他在这些复杂的情况里面。
I want to write a book.
我想写一本书。
And the chapter, the title of the book is "Things I Wish My Mother Had Told Me."
我希望这本书的名字说，我盼望，我希望我的母亲早就告诉我。
I mean, you know, when you're a young parent, you worry about your kids and about, well, you know, when they go off to school, oh, that's so traumatic. And then they go to high school, oh my word, let me see my psychiatrist. Then they go off to college and you're popping pills just to get through it. Then they have children, and now you're worried about their grandchildren. And God wants to develop my faith in the complication of a growing family.
当我们孩子小的时候，到中学的时候，到大学的时候，我们每一个阶段都有很多很多复杂的情形发生。
And the temptation is to quit.
而且在这个时候，一个最大的试探就是要放弃。
And Mary does not quit. She does not say, "I don't want any part of this. I will stay in the miracle."
而玛利亚她并没有说她要放弃，她反而说我要在这个奇迹当中，我要来坚持下去。
Are you facing a problem right now?
我不知道你是不是现在正有一个大问题。
Are you facing loneliness right now?
你是不是面临着很孤单的环境？
Are you facing difficulties with the culture?
你是不是在与这个地方的文化你格格不入？
Difficulties with your boss.
你跟你的老板有问题。
Do you know that you are blessed, and that because you are blessed, you can praise God around? I don't know how you're going to translate this. Around the mess.
你知道不是知道你现在正是在一个被祝福的环境吗？而且能够到一个程度，你是在这一大堆乱七八糟的里面，你能够活出祝福。
The third thing I would like to say is that the more we experience of God, the greater is our humility.
第三点我要特别强调是说，我们越依靠神，我们就会越谦卑。
Mary says, "I rejoice in God, my Savior." This girl needed a Savior, and she rejoiced in God, her Savior.
这个玛利亚她说：“我信尊主为大，我以我的救主为乐。”
This girl said, "He has regarded the humble estate."
她是讲到她在一个非常谦卑的地位。
Of his bond servant, it seems to me that those that have walked with God and experienced Him most personally.
我似乎看到这些能够跟神同行的人，他们都是跟神有非常亲密的个人关系。
Are the most humble.
他们是最谦卑的。
Who feel the most adequate.
他们真的是非常的卑微。
That's why Paul says, don't lay hands upon a man for leadership quickly. Study that man. Get to know that man before you elevate him to leadership. So you'll know whether he's humble or not.
所以保罗说你不要急促的给人家按手把他抬举到领袖的地位你必须经过一个时间让他看看他是不是适合做领袖
One of the biggest mistakes I made as a pastor in Greensboro, North Carolina was a man by the name of Dean who came into our church
所以当我做了一个在我在北卡牧会的时候我犯了一个很大的错误
And he said all kinds of wonderful things about me
哦，有一个人来到我面前，他讲了很多关于我的好话。
All kinds of wonderful things about our church, my family.
而且讲了很多称赞教会家庭的事情。
And we had a place on our deacon board, and I think, oh man, this guy will be a great leader someday. I think he could be a real good man.
所以我在我们的执事会里面，我就说，这个人有一天他可以成为我们中间很棒的一位。
And within a year.
就在一年之内
His proud heart was revealed.
他那个骄傲的心就显出来了
And so when we were singing and we had somebody who was leading and singing, he would turn away this way and not look at the song leader because he didn't like the song leader.
当我们在唱诗歌的时候他有时候把身体转过去因为他不喜欢那个带诗的人
And time reveals a humble heart.Time reveals a proud heart.
所以当时间越来越过去的时候，可以显示出我们里面是谦卑还是骄傲。
And those that have experienced God are the most humble. Isaiah said, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord."
所以当那个以赛亚当乌西亚王崩的时候，他谦卑的说：“哎呀，我看到神了。”
High and lifted up, and then I said, "Woe, woe, woe is me."
他看到了。那个神坐在高宝座上了，他说：“祸灾，祸灾，我灭亡了。”
Paul said he'd been caught up into the third heavens. He'd seen things that words can't even explain. And then he would say, "I'm the least of all apostles."
当保罗被提到三层天的时候，他看到那个用言语不能形容的情况的时候，他就说：“我是使徒中最小的。”
Moses,
摩西
Joshua.
耶稣亚
saw the Lord Moses there at the burning bush, and God said, "Take off your sandals; you're on holy ground."
当摩西在旷野里面看到神在那个烧的荆棘中显现的时候，神跟他说：“脱下你的鞋子来，因为你站的是圣地。”
Joshua, before the battle of Jericho, he sees the commander of the Lord's host, and he says, "Take off your shoes and worship me."
所以当约书亚当正要打仗的前夕，他碰到了万军之耶和华的元帅的时候，神说：“你把你的鞋子脱下来，你要敬拜我。”
Those who have truly experienced God's grace are humbled.
当这些人伟人，当他们遇到神的时候，他们只好谦卑下来，真的谦卑。
And I think the Church of Jesus Christ is tired of the clanging cymbals and the preaching that attracts to itself, and the churches that lift up themselves, and they're not humble before God. They've not fallen on their face before God. They don't cry out to God in their sin.
今天我想神已经厌倦了有一些的教会，他们不是他们以自己的人数或者以自己的讲道为骄傲，却不是为着他们的罪来伏在神的面前。
With the English ministry, we've been studying.The great, 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 great grandmothers of Jesus.
我们英文组我们曾经读了一段是关于耶稣的高曾祖母的故事。
In Matthew chapter 1.
在马太福音的第一章。
And every one of the five ladies that's in the genealogy of Jesus, all of them come from humble or humbled or depraved backgrounds.
在耶稣的家谱里面，我们发现有几个女人呢，她们是从那个最卑微的外邦人的里面产生的。
Rahab the harlot.
Rahab 是
Rahab the prostitute.
And I just it all of a sudden can snap. Tama, 拉合拉合妓女。
Yeah. Then now I can't think.
Those are the names.
Then Ruth,
路德
from a culture that was cursed.
她是从一个被咒诅的一个文化里头。
Then Bathsheba, who had been violated.
拔示巴她是犯了奸淫。
Then Tamar, who had given herself to get something that God was going to give her anyway.
她嘛，她用自己的方式要去得到她要的。
All of these women had been humbled before God, and then God exalted them. Watch it if others exalt you. Wait for God to lift you up.
这几个女人都是从最卑微的里面被神抬举起来的。我们应该不要让人来抬举我们，我们要等待让神来抬举我们。
Lastly, I want to say this. Mary saw herself as part of God's larger program.
所以我们最后我看到玛利亚是从她在神的一个极大的计划里面看到她自己。
She said this, that he has done this from generations will count me blessed. That's the future. In verse 50, his mercy is upon generation after generation. Then he says, he has scattered the proud. He has brought down those from the thrones. He has exalted those who are some. She sees herself as part of God'scosmic program.
他在这里说到，直到我世世代代，这是万代要称我为有福。他在他这个整个神宇宙性的计划里面看到了他的角色。
In the sweep of history, God has been working from generation to generation, and He's working with me.
而在这里看到了神在整个世代里面在做事的时候，他看到了他自己的角色。
In the sweep of history, I've seen God's mighty hand. He brought down the Pharaoh. He opened up the Red Sea. He fed us while we were in the wilderness. That's God's mighty hand.
他在整个世代里面看到神打击打了法老，他过了红海这些，在旷野里面神施展他的大能。
In the sweep of history, he brought down Nebuchadnezzar.
他也看到了神在历史里面，他把尼布甲尼撒王怎么样子推倒。
He brought down the pharaohs.
他把法老打倒。
He lifted up Assyria. He brought down Assyria. He lifted up Babylon. He brought down Babylon.
他抬举了叙利亚，他抬举了巴比伦，可是又让他们下来。
And he's lifted me up.
他把我抬举。
I want to ask you a question this morning.
我要问你一个问题。
I think I may be the only Caucasian in this room.
我在想，我可能是唯一的白人在今天。
You couldn't tell, could you?
你们可不可以看得出来
？I have counted this one of the great blessings of my life to be associated with this church.
我一直认为说，我能够跟这个教会发生关系，那是实在是我这一生最大的一个祝福。
I can't tell you how happy I am to be associated with EBCC.
我实在难以向你们形容我能够跟天成教会发生关系是何等的高兴。
My fellowship with Pastor King, these young people, I think they're some of the best in the world.That I've ever known. I'll put them up against anybody. Okay.
我只能说，我跟这年轻人相处，我觉得这是我所认识的，真的是这个最好的一件事。
Just when you think God has finished blessing you, He dumps a whole group of Stephen students on you, and there's another blessing.
其实你以为神就这样祝福吗？其实他现在你看，连 Stevens 的学生这个祝福也带到我们，还有更多的祝福。
And then our men's ministry on Saturday mornings.
而且我们弟兄会在礼拜六上午开始的弟兄会。
My question to us this morning.
我今天早上要问大家一个问题。
As Chinese people,
作为一个中国人
，You know why you're in America?
你有没有想过为什么你会在美国？
Have you ever asked yourself that question?
你有没有问过自己这样一个问题？
Well, you might answer because I had to escape one country.
你可能回答说，哦，因为我要逃离那个国家。
Or I wanted economic opportunity.
哦，或者我要寻求一个经济上的发展机会。
Or I wanted my kids to go to a good school.
我要我的孩子能够进到好的学校。
Huh? humbly, I submit to you, that's an inadequate answer.
其实我很谦卑地要告诉你，你的刚才的答案都是错的。
Do you see where you are part of God's cosmic program, His worldwide program?
你有没有看到你是在神的一个世界性的、宇宙性的计划里面的一个角色呢？
That your family is part of a wider program than just an education and a job?
你有没有看到你的家庭里面，你们神在你身上有一个更大的计划，超过你想要受的教育？
The coming to America is more than just economic opportunity.
你到美国并不只是为了要赚多一点的钱吧，经济上的原因吧。
Now I'm sure you can imagine that I'm quite intrigued with your culture.
你可能会想说，我是怎么样认识你们的文化，看你们的文化。
I just found out yesterday the world's highest outdoor elevator is made in.
我才知道说这全世界上最这个室外最高的这个电梯是中国人做的。
The Mega Dam is where?
你知道这个叫 Mega Dam 是在哪里吗？这个大。
The biggest dam and the Yangtze is in China.
在。
The biggest economic power is in China.
在中国的那个经济能力。
But don't you think it's time for China?To assume leadership in Christianity.
你有没有想到这个中国人的这些领导里面要有这个基督徒？
Don't you think it's time for some Chinese people to write the theologies that are studied in our seminaries?
你有没有想到是不是也是时间呢？是让我们中国人自己来写一些神学的一些著作。
I'm delighted. We sat around a table and, with 15 students on Christmas, and each one of them are engineers, each one of them are studying physics, and my word, studying courses I quickly passed over in my academic career. Delighted for that.
我在圣诞节的时候跟15个 Steven 的学生坐在一起，看听到他们都是读物理的，都是读这些工程的，这些都是我以前不能读。
And I know that some of you have critical businesses and are placed critical roles in corporate America. I think this is terrific. I think this is great.
而我们知道这些可能都跟这些很重要的一些企业有关系。
But my heart yearns for a Chinese Billy Graham.
可是我的心呢，却盼望着在我们中国人中间能够出一个像葛培理这样的一个传道人。
For a writer who will write and change minds.Who comes from a Chinese background?
我也真的很盼望中国人中间能够出一个能够改变人心的一个作者。
Someone who would write hymns instead of we sang "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee." My word, that's a German hymn sung in a Chinese congregation, and some of us sing it in English. I yearn that somebody would write some great Chinese songs that we would enjoy our worship together in the language that we like.
我也何等的盼望中国人中间自己能够写出适合中国人唱的一些敬拜的诗歌。
Mary saw herself as part of God's worldwide program. It was not all about Mary. It's not all about me. It's not all about you. It's part of what God is doing in this culture.
玛利亚她把她自己看到了，她是在那个神的勇士的宇宙性的计划里面的一部分，而不是只是看到她自己。
Do you have a yearning in your heart to know, am I part of a bigger picture?
你在你的心里面有没有这样的一个渴望，就是说我是在一个大图画里面的一个角色。
Then the paycheck, or the great year-end commission, or the next grades, or the entrance into college, am I part of a larger picture.
而不只是注意于那个你的支票，拿到的支票进入哪个学校，而我们把自己看到在神的一个更大的一个计划里面的一部分。
I promise you, and you know this, that we are in the decade of China.
我知道我们现在都在了这个中国人的一个世纪，接下来的十年。
China sneezes, America catches a cold.
当中国人只要打个喷嚏的话，美国这边就生病了。
And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
这个是真的是一个很好的事情。
But spiritually, are you just going to buy into the economic growth and the economic engine, or do you want to cut out a new path and say, I want to impact this world, not just China. I want to impact this world as a Chinese person for Jesus Christ.
而不只是在经济上这样来改变世界，我们有没有一个远见，就看到说我是要成为一个中国的基督徒，我来改变这个世界。
I think you know enough theology. I hope you know enough theology that
我知道你在可能神学方面你一些东西你都很清楚。
For unexplained reasons, the gospel seems to have been quiet for centuries in China.
实在是很奇怪，什么原因呢？使这个福音在中国有几百年都是沉默的。
While the Middle East and Europe had expressions of the gospel, India had expressions of the gospel, and yet China seemed to be asleep with reference to the gospel.
而以前好像当印度、当中东很多地方都有接触到福音，可是中国却有很长的一段时间却是没有福音。
Isn't it time for us to say we want to help her wake up?
是不是正是我们的时间？我们应该说，我们应该是帮忙中国人醒来。
I want to be that voice, that Chinese voice to an American culture that knows how to preach and teach the gospel.
我何等的盼望，我能够成为在美国里面，我是那个中国的，能够发出那个声音来传扬福音。
I'm willing to take the risk, like Mary took the risk, and to get out of the mainstream, and I want to.Pursue ministry. I want to pursue discipleship. I want to pursue writing hymns. I want to pursue writing books that will impact my generation.
我是不是能够从这个世界的潮流里面出来？然后我说我要追求一个能够影响福音的一个角色。
Now I want to invite you to do something.
我现在要请你们做一件事。
Take your glasses off.
把你的眼镜拿下来。
Take them all off.
都拿下来。
I can still see some of you out there, kind of hard in the dark.
我还是能看到见你们。
Put them on. You can be clear. But here's what I want you to do.
当我们摆上眼镜，好像看得更清楚。我现在想请你们做一件事。
I want you to put on a pair of spiritual glasses.
我希望你能够戴上一个属灵的眼镜。
So that you see everything.As part of God's plan for your life.
你看每一个人，每一件事情，你都看他是在神在你生命中的一个计划。
Disappointments.
失望。
Part of God's plan.
这是神的一个计划。
Health issues.
我的身体健康出了问题。
Part of God's plan.
这也是神所允许的计划。
Difficulty with my child.
我跟我的孩子中间发生了问题。
Part of God's plan.
这也是神的计划。
Confusion about where I'm going to go to school.
我不知道要上哪个学校。
Part of God's plan.
神的计划。
Not enough money.
我没有钱了。
Part of God's plan.
这也是神的计划。
That's what Mary did.
这就是玛利亚所做的。
In 2014, I invite you just to see not only the good things as part of God's plan, but the awful things as part of God's plan.
在2014年，我希望你们不但只是看顺境为神的计划，而是在许多负面的环境里面，你承认神的计划。
Not the simple things as part of God's plan, but the complicated things.
不只是一个简单的事，而且很复杂的情况也是。
And part of God's plan is that you come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
最重要的一个部分的计划就是你能够认识耶稣基督。
We worship a God who died.
我们敬拜神。
He sent his son to die on the cross.
他差遣他的儿子来死在十字架上。
And the miracle of the virgin birth is Jesus has blood.
而这个玛利亚的所怀的这个孕是。
And he shed that blood.
他的这个怀的这个婴孩，他流了他的血。
So that we might have life, and we come to the table to remember that this baby that was born died.
因为他流的血，我们得到生命。我们今天等一下要来纪念主。
So that we who are dead might have life.
我们
We come to the table. Let's humble ourselves.
我们以谦卑的心来到主的饼杯面前。
During the singing of the hymn, let's confess our sins.
让我们等一下在唱诗歌纪念主的时候，我们能够承认自己的罪。
So we take the cup, we take the bread, we are cleansed vessels as we remember Jesus.
当我们来领用饼杯的时候，我们来纪念主。
Father, we pray that you would bless us and give us the strength through the Holy Spirit.
父神啊，我们来感谢你，我们知道你给我们力量，经过圣灵赐我们力量。
To be steadfast in complicated situations.
所以我们可以在一些非常复杂的情况之下，我们可以坚忍。
To see everything as part of your plan.
我们可以在每一件事情上面能够看到是你的计划。
May our soul always magnify the Lord.
我们何等盼望我们的魂，我们的人整个能够彰显你。
Keep me away from pride.
你使我脱离远离那个骄傲。
And help me to see where I'm part of a bigger program.
求你帮助我能看到我是你在这个极大的计划中的一部分。
We pray in the name of Jesus, amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。